This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's wild when you think about it, too, because, like, the Suns, like, it seems like none of them can stand each other. Everyone's already got their bags packed, and they're already making decisions for the offseason. So for them to be doing better than the Kings is wild. Even the Mavericks, with all the injuries they suffered, we've seen Kyrie go down, Anthony Davis in and out. He's back now. I don't know who will be playing for the Mavericks at this point because they lose so many people. It's just really strange just to see some of the competition that's risen up over the Kings.
Yeah, there are quite a few, not that, just in the Western Conference, but around the league.
Sorry about that. That Mavericks Clippers, that's a back-to-back, isn't it? So you might not see AD in one of those games.
So Dallas plays tomorrow? Because I don't think they played last night.
No, they didn't. No, it's I think that Clippers two-gamer is a
back-to-back. Oh, okay.
I think it is.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Like Friday, Saturday.
Hey, Casey, quick question, man. Who's like your dark horse in the West? Because like a lot of people are high on the Clippers
right now. Dallas and Clippers tomorrow. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just asking who's your dark horse, because right now a lot of people are high on the Clippers, but I think we even talked about this a little bit. Like, yeah. The injuries, the disappearing act of Harden. Is that a team like you buy?
I think they got a great shot.
They got a squad.
They got a great shot. To answer your question, it probably wouldn't be the Clippers for me. Even though I think they can make some noise.
Zubac balling too.
I would probably put Minnesota there. We talked about it earlier this week, and I think Minnesota's a little crazy as a team, and crazy in a good way, where they. If they can get momentum and like win a game or win a series or something like that, they feel like they're the best team in the NBA, and it'll help propel them potentially. So,
well, they have the pieces. We saw what Anthony Edwards did last year in the playoffs. He showed up in a major way. Rudy Gobert, as much as people make fun of him, he is great on defense. And they got Julius Randle, who's kind of here and there. You know, he's kind of iffy if he shows up, but he's still a great player. So,
man, McDaniels.
Yeah, he can lock him down.
Walker, DiVincenzo, you know, all those guys. I don't think Rob Dillingham will play in the postseason, but he's another guy you look at. They got some guys, and you talk about having that guy, though, Anthony Edwards. He went down yesterday. Do we get any word on what?
He came back in the game, I thought.
He came back?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he came back.
I wasn't sure. Okay. To answer your question, that would be my dark horse.
Yeah.
I like the Clippers one too, though.
Yeah, I like the Clippers a lot. Let's get TC in here and see what he's thinking. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up? Hey, actually, what's up with my three brothers?
There it is.
What's up?
There it is.
What's up, TC?
Lee Z, I see you, boy.
What up, Kenfo?
That's my dog. Hey, listen, so all three, I told Jesse a little bit, bro, this is really a shoot, dog, right? And I'm doing this trade for all three players, right? But in this order, it'd be Zion, Trae Young, or Ja Morant. I'm giving up Domas, bro, and a first-round pick, bro, just to keep it juicy. We ain't even got to go player for player. I give up a first-round pick in that because I'm taking a gamble on either three of those players.
Say the three names again. You said Ja. Who else?
Zion, Trae.
Zion, Trae Young, and Ja in that order.
Okay.
And I'm giving up Domas and a first-round pick for either one.
So that's what – appreciate you, TC. That's where we're at.
Can I jump on that?
Not on this show, you can't.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Can we challenge that?
Relax.
No, you can't challenge that.
Do you have a red challenge flag?
I don't have it on.
Hey, Rookie can't challenge nothing, bro. Yeah.
Dang, I ran out of
my time. Oh, that's right. Rookies aren't allowed to challenge.
Yeah, I don't know. Lazy over there.
Hey.
Sit down, kid.
Yeah, but you know, those are some interesting names he brought up. You know, the thing with Ja, like, he's a great player, but he stays injured, and when he's not injured, he's doing a lot of questionable things. We already saw last night he just got fined again for the gesture he made. Zion, I feel like D-Lo, I think I sent you something. Zion has missed more games than games he's played.
Yeah,
so that's another red flag. And it's crazy, out of those three guys, like, who has the most potential, I would say, is Ja. But the safest pick would be Trey, honestly. Because, like, he's a good three-point shooter. He gets his assists. I know his shot selection can be erratic, but still, out of those three guys, he's the safest one.
Is he the least – this might be a question more for Kenny. Obviously, I want you to chime in, Leezy. Mm-hmm. Is he the least complete player of the three?
No, I think – Well, I think – honestly, I think – he's maybe the most complete player.
Yeah.
Really?
That doesn't mean he's complete.
Really?
But Trey will give you points. He's a three-level scorer, and he's shown this year he can distribute the basketball. Ja scores. It's really about it.
Yeah.
Zion scores. It's really about it.
Trey's not going to help you on defense, but he can organize the offense like we need.
Yeah.
And he has the most success in the playoffs. He made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I believe, right?
There's something the interesting thing, and I like Trae Young. That's why you asked me.
Yeah.
There's something a little nefarious about his assist numbers this year. It feels like he's
Scott Patton.
It's
John Stockton the numbers.
Well, not even like the way they're being efficient. Just his mentality to getting these assists seem self-serving a little bit.
Hey, I'll say this. Trey's great on prize picks. Them. You got to run your game.
Well, it's not time for the game yet, Lizzie. Okay. Relax.
Okay, my bad. I'm trying to beat Zabo.
Hey, it's kind of sneaky, though. This flew under my radar. Am I looking at this right? I am. He's had three straight years of double-digit assists. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
I didn't. I wouldn't have thought that either. I knew he was a better assist man than maybe given credit for, but not
he's definitely a better assist man than given credit for. His rookie year, he averaged 8 assists per game. The next 3 years, it was 9+. In the 2022-2023 season, he averaged 10 for the first time, 10.2, then 10.8. This year is 11.6. He's probably one more good year away from bringing his assist average on his career to double digits. He's at 9.8 right now.
It's not bad. Hey, so I could be wrong. I could 100% wrong.
But it's
what
never what you think about,
right?
No. Because of the 26 points per game, the 25 points per game, the 24 points per game. He has a 28 point per game season in there as well. But I think particularly over the last couple of years, maybe the team, particularly the last two, team's not very good. So you don't really know what you're looking at when you watch him play.
Trae Young, in my opinion, is a guy that you have to game plan around with, roster build around with, because his deficiencies on the defensive end are an issue. But I think out of those three, he's the best player. He's the best player. Trae.
But are they – prior to LeBron, are they Luka level deficiencies? I mean, some would say they're close. Yeah. So you need it. So Luka looks different defensively playing next to LeBron James.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're I think the number four defensive team in the West right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You better have somebody here.
Finney Smith. You better have somebody with them.
Well, it better not be Finney Smith. Oh,
Yeah, I mean, that's a concern. I think about Atlanta, and it is the East, so it's different. But they've made the play-in. They've had the one season where they had a little playoff run, and they had Kevin Huerter at the two, and then Bogey at another. So they didn't really have.
They have the same record as the Kings do
right now.
Yeah, 36-40.
Feels different over there.
It does feel that. Well, that's the 8 seed over there. That's the comfortable 8 seed. They're cruising into the postseason.
Guys.
Yeah, they are kicking it.
Yeah, they'll be in the playing game.
They could still get 7. They're a game back from Orlando. That's how bad things got for Orlando. They're a game back from the Magic.
What happened to Orlando? Like,
also,
I know
who the Kings lost to?
Yeah, I know
by 30.
Yeah,
man, I would take Trae Young here for sure. There's things that you gotta work around, but so here's the deal, right? Here's the thing, like, and this is what I just asked the question, and I don't, you know, like Ginuwine once said, "What's the difference?" You know,
it's a good song.
It was a good song. If I say, "Hey, Trae Young, you can bring him in here, but man, you got to build a roster around him to make up for his deficiencies." That's looked like as a negative.
Yeah.
But ain't that the same thing you got to do with Domas?
Yeah. You got to have the right people around him because he's passing. You got to have shooters.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, because he's a great ball player. But, you know, guy, they were in the city and James, they, like, you don't say nothing crazy about Domas.
Yeah.
And you'll say something like that. You'll say, James has told us you got to build the right roster around him, but it's put in a rosy type of, like, he's a great player. You just got to put the right players around him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about Trae Young. It's like, he's good, but you got to put the right roster around him.
It's not the same energy.
It's the same tone. Yeah, different energy.
Yeah.
But it's the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. Because he's undersized, so you do have to have, like, a good defender next to him. The same thing with Sabonis. As great as he is, he's not a great defender, so you have to have the right people with him.
There's probably 4 players in the entire league that you don't have to put the right people around. We saw 2 of them last night.
Right. Yeah.
Who happened to have the right people around them, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But those are ones that are so good that you...
And even them.
Yeah.
When they didn't have the right people around them, were struggling.
Yeah, Warriors were struggling this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lakers were struggling for a minute.
So,
true. Well, Lakers were struggling a week and a half ago.
Struggling now?
Struggling.
Well, yeah.
Struggling. Yeah.
Lost last night to the favorite to win the Western Conference.
Okay. Let's settle down with that. Favorite. All right. Favorite. Let's settle down.
Not the favorite, but you talk about dark horses. I don't even know if they're a dark horse anymore.
I don't think people can.
People know.
Yeah.
They're making too much,
like,
noise.
Man, it's
Pods was going off.
Real.
Oz was getting hitting threes. It was good. Man, that's going down. That was a great game last night.
That was a fun. That was a good one last night.
Eddie was doing the live stream thing, and one of the, like, titles was "I Hate Pods."
That's funny.
Pods is funny because I was talking to somebody in the Bay Area, and they're like, "Pods is, he's a talented ball player, but Pods really thinks, like,
you think
I'm next."
He thinks he's him.
Yeah, and. They told a story, and it's not a bad thing to have the confidence. It's just, you chuckle at it. They had told a story of, like, when after one of the games, the Warriors lost or something. It was a close game, and Pods gets to the podium. He goes,
"Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
G take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, man. You know, this one's on me, you know, and I got to wear it, and, you know, and we'll be better.
Yeah. All
right.
Take it easy.
All right.
Relax. That's like LaRavia showing up like, yeah, man, it's on me tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I let y'all down.
We'll be better.
Yeah.
We'll be
better. It's like when Keon Ellis used to play 3 minutes and they made him go out there at the podium.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Now we just got to execute more. No, Keon, you don't.
Pods went the complete other way. Like when you hear your name in like trade discussions, like, oh, man, I'm going to get trade. Pods like, oh, I'm that guy. They want me.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, man, you know, it's on me tonight, guys. It's on me. And, you know, I'll make sure we're better. Make sure the guys are better.
Got to be.
All right, man.
You want to hang out some more, Leezy?
Heck yeah.
We'll come back, man. We'll spend some more time talking Kings basketball, NBA basketball. I do want to get to Sac State. We got Eddie Gonzalez at the top of the hour.
Oh, can I ask both of you guys the question that I saw on the way in?
We'll do that.
Sure.
We'll do that when Casey returns here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I agree they should have, but they didn't.
They didn't. So, but you can still retroactively put 15 Anthony in the
I think it might
rafters.
Be too late.
Jokic took that number.
I think it might be too – like, the whole idea of retiring –
Take the team out of Denver, then.
Carmelo deserves
Well,
respect.
No class, no balls.
Well, yeah.
No, I didn't even realize that until I saw it the other day on Twitter. I was like, damn, they both do have 15.
Yeah, they did.
Retiring both, though. That's what needs to happen.
Carmelo never won a chip, but he made his impact there. Like, when I think of the Nuggets, I still think of Carmelo. Like, even
Carmelo
though,
yeah. might go to the Hall of Fame and not have his jersey retired anywhere.
Because
New York didn't do it, right?
No, but also, Carmelo kind of just retired.
It's always Portland.
But who's going to retire his jersey?
No one.
The Knicks might.
Okay, the Knicks might.
The Knicks might. Denver should.
It's
they didn't
too late.
Do it already. That's,
okay.
They didn't do it already. Go ahead. And you.
That's Jokic's right, number now.
I don't know how you do that, though.
No, you simply do it. You put Carmelo Anthony 15 up there. Maybe make whatever story of, oh, no, yeah, Jokic, you know, he gets the blessing, and then when he gets his retired, that's up there. Nobody
no, that's Jokic's number. There's no blessing, bro. One got him a title. That's Jokic's number.
Some people still get the blessing. Like, when Westbrook, when he went to the Wizards, he wore, I think he wanted to wear 0. And at the time, like, that was still Gil, and Gil gave him the blessing, but Gil's not retired.
Okay, Gil.
He ain't retired. Hey,
Gil,
retired.
Hey. Sit your whole ass
You know that.
Down.
Oh, no,
need
no,
your
right?
blessings.
Don't
trade to the Lance ass Jeff Rossip for his blessing.
Don't do that. I'm not even like a Gil fan. You know, he'd be tripping sometimes, but don't do that.
You know, Trey Lance
Gil was a couple years.
Gil.
He was top five. Gil and Kobe and D Wade and LeBron were up there.
Gil was the best Washington Wizard since Wes Unseld.
Yeah, he was Dame Lillard before
that. That. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, hey, man. No disrespect. I just want to. Yeah, you're good. You're good. We're all good.
Yeah.
Phone call. He would have maybe done
I'm
it
a
anyway.
Certified Hall of Famer. I'm going to wear this jersey.
Hey, he would have done it anyway.
I really don't care what words come out of your mouth next, but. Salute.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how you do it. And there's no perfect scenario, obviously, because Jokic has been wearing it. But you put them both in the rafters at 15.
I don't think you have to do that, honestly. Like, Jokic is a bigger legend of that team than Melo.
But legend is
it's
but
not Melo, disrespect. It's the
Melo
truth.
Melo is a legend.
He is, but that's Jokic's number now.
Okay, I'm not disputing that. His name is the 15 Jokic is going up in the rafters too, but that 15 Carmelo going up there too.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't know that it is. I think it should.
It should.
I think it should.
Throw his name in the Ring of Honor like they're saying.
There you go, Ring of Honor. What is does Denver retire jerseys?
Yeah, I'm assuming if they have any retired, it'd be what's my man?
Because not everyone retires jerseys,
it'd be
right?
Tumbo and probably Dan Issel. Was that who it was? Anisel?
Division titles affiliation retired. They got a lot of retired numbers. Well, no,
Alex English, Mutombo.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't have all of the players here. I just have the numbers. Stand by.
I got the numbers right here. I got the
you
players.
You have the players? Okay. Right. What the hell is 432?
That is for Doug Moe. Seeing 432 on a jersey is reminiscent of AAU, but Moe earned that jersey as the winningest coach in the franchise's history.
Is my man Kiki retired?
No, sir.
Mm. What? See, Denver don't do things right, bro.
We got Alex English, Fat Lever, David Thompson.
Oh, Byron Beck. I missed that one.
Dan who Issel. Is
my bad. What? Yeah, Dan Issel. What was the one you just said before that?
Byron Beck.
Oh, no.
Full 10-year career with Denver, played in the ABA.
I don't even think that's a real person.
He retired in 1977.
Come on, bro.
Here they are. Get that out of there. Fat Lever, we missed that one. David Thompson was an L.
Yeah, David Thompson, probably the greatest. Well, Jokic is now, but before that was probably the greatest nugget of all
time. Yeah, David Thompson was him. Yeah. Do you know who David Thompson is?
I do not.
Did David Thompson win the first slam dunk contest? Was that David Thompson?
I think Dr. J ended up winning it, but yeah, it was
him. I think it was David.
It was those two.
And it was David Thompson versus Dr. J.
Won it with the free throw. I think he won.
Oh, okay.
See, but they were going back and forth.
See, okay. I know Marcus Camby, Kenyon Martin, Earl Boykins,
Marcus
Andre
Camby.
The Professor Miller. Hey, Earl Boykins, shout out to Stephen Brown. Sorry.
Oh, come on, man.
I just think of Earl and then I think of Stephen Brown. You know, they both, you know.
Oh, man.
Small guys with big hearts, you know? So, okay.
Small guy, big heart. It's the documentary coming to YouTube.
Oh, God.
Hey, Stephen Brown might need to come on this show for like an hour on Fridays, too, or something to defend himself.
Bro, Stephen Brown don't go outside. He don't leave his rat trap.
Small guy, big heart is crazy.
Nobody's seen Stephen Brown ever at none of our events. Come to Sky River, Stephen Brown. We're challenging you.
Yo, there's a little bass in your voice. What we got? Is that an issue?
Calm down. Just to be clear, that's Leezy challenging you. We're good.
Sorry. Hey, John Poles going to have my back. It's good.
Well, that's the guy you wanted to have your back. John Poles
talking crazy because he got John Poles on retainer.
That's right.
He's freaking, get his freakishly tall brothers, too. He just has a giant group of individuals that walk around with him. And one little guy. Like, oh. They just keep you around for fun.
That's the boss.
They keep you around for fun, huh?
That's the Joe Pesci. That's the boss.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be.
So can I ask you guys this question that I saw just in passing? Steph and LeBron played last night again. I think Steph has like a 6-game lead overall for, you know, their head-to-head battles. Somebody asked the question, is it the greatest rivalry in NBA history?
Wow. It should be up there just for how historic those Warriors-Cavs series were.
Four finals against each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Only three for Magic and Bird.
I was going to say, how many did they have?
Remember when people
had...
The Bird and Magic kind of like saved the NBA in a way that'll help it? Take it to another level?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Save is maybe a... I guess it's...
Not like they was going under, but like
yeah, but like they took it over they took the it to another level, yeah. Like game was tape delayed before Magic and Larry. they'll be quick to tell you.
And that's crazy though.
No, absolutely.
That's like it was in a bad way, and then there was also people will tell you the two black component of the NBA before Magic and Larry got there. Like the mainstream people,
the black versus white, component of those two is massive,
and the NBA was viewed as being too black at the time, and they got it out of that conundrum. But man, that was at first I wanted to say like, of course not. But you think about it.
Well, what other ones are there though? Like LeBron versus Kobe wasn't ever a thing.
Not
for as long as this has been though. LeBron versus Kobe, it was a thing in barbershops, you would say.
KD versus Westbrook, maybe. We didn't start getting player rivalries, I feel like, where like it was truly focused until later on.
Jordan versus... the thing is, it's a singular player. It's LeBron and Steph, Magic and Larry. And I don't think we have too many of those, if any more than those two.
KD Westbrook was a moment for like two seasons, three seasons.
Like, Russell and... Chamberlain.
That's a great one. I mean, it was dominated.
That one counts, Russell. Yeah.
But that was a great one.
Yeah. Russell and Chamberlain. I'm trying to work Jerry West into this, but I don't really
Jerry
know
West
how.
And Larry O'Brien trophy.
See,
damn.
I was thinking it, but
he's
I said, no, I'm not going to say.
But still, damn.
You got one.
Apparently, Jerry West in temper control.
Mr. Clutch.
So
here's,
love Jerry West.
So here's the deal. Here's where you may have to do this. Magic and Larry, Wilt, Bill Russell, LeBron, Steph Curry, depending on how people feel about them, it's like golf, I guess, right? The combination of where people rank those two is the lowest in LeBron and Steph. So, for instance, I got LeBron at 2, Steph at, I think, 7. It's a total of 9. Magic and Larry, I got 5 and 10. That's 15. Wilt is, I think, 4 on my list. And I don't have Russell in the top 10. So the combination, and that's just me personally, obviously, but the combination of the where they're ranked by that metric, yeah, it might be the greatest rivalry of all time in NBA history. We've never seen.
I don't think I've ever thought of this as the greatest rivalry of all time, but I absolutely think that it is now. Now that you say it, like it absolutely is.
Because you think about it, those other ones don't have like the same significance as this. So
I mean, Magic and Larry is definitely the closest. I mean, Michael Wilbon will tell you all about Russell and Chamberlain. I'm sure. I can't.
I can't.
I'd love to. I was not there. So I'm sure there's a lot of value to that. I don't have it. Man, I'm trying to think. Like, Jordan didn't really have one. Yeah, he didn't have. I mean, they Magic versus Michael, that was one single finals, right. And it was kind of, you know, it was Jordan was ascending in the league, but Magic, people forget, Magic won, you know, Jordan had that year in, what, 88?
Yeah.
Magic won the next two.
Yeah. Or was it 88?
I think it was 88.
Okay.
Magic won the next two MVPs. So it's like, all right, yeah, no, Michael's here. Magic's like, yeah, no, remember me?
I'm still here.
So you have like, there's kind of that, but you don't have the same.
So as you say that, no, there's going to be an eye roll.
No, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Is it Jordan and Isaiah?
No.
No.
It's not on that
list. No. No.
Isaiah won two titles beating Michael Jordan.
They still hate each other.
And they fought. They went after each other. They played each other 3 years in the playoffs.
Okay. Let's use your metric that you just used a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, okay, one. Where's Isaiah?
I don't think it's the greatest. I want to say that. But okay. I do think it should get mentioned.
Okay. Right? It got like mentioned that, then.
That's...
It got
that's,
good
that's,
job, Leezy. Hey. It got mentioned.
Casey says it's in the conversation. At least throw him in the conversation.
Hey, do it.
Here.
That's a
yeah.
Isaiah the only one to get him.
No, he didn't get him. He got him before. That doesn't count.
People trying to say LeBron and Paul Pierce. Because that was a moment.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
don't,
good.
That's good. No, that LeBron, and don't say
yeah, Jesse
about
LeBron
Jordan
and
Paul
Isaiah.
Pierce is
yeah.
good. The hell it is.
Why can't LeBron and Paul Pierce be in the conversation?
Don't say it like that when we mentioned Isaiah. No, hell no. Isaiah Jordan is 10 times better than Pierce and LeBron.
No, it's not.
What are we talking about?
It can be better. It's
Pierce
not
was
10
carried
times
out.
Better.
He got carried off the floor, man. You don't remember those big moments?
That wasn't even versus LeBron.
Oh, snap. Well,
no, that was versus the Lakers.
Oh yeah. Well, hey.
Yeah, you can't count Isaiah getting him. Like he didn't get him after 91, after he won the title. Nobody did.
No, he didn't. But you know, Jordan was the MVP of the league, and he couldn't get past Isaiah for two years, maybe.
Like one, 88, right?
80, they played.
Did he win it?
89, 90.
Yeah, but that was the only MVP Jordan had won to that point, right?
I mean, he wins the MVP. He's probably, even if he doesn't win, like LeBron didn't win the MVP all the years he played Steph, but he was the guy.
Did Detroit even get them that year? Detroit got him in 89, right?
I think they got him.
Or 90.
They got him in three times, I think.
They got him three times?
Yeah, I think it's 88, 89, 90, and then they beat them in 91. Maybe it was two times.
If it's three times, I'll walk it back a little bit. If Isaiah got him three times, I might move this into the top five.
Because I think he got him.
I don't feel like that's right.
We can find out. It might be two times. I thought he got him in two game sevens. But I could be wrong. It could be just two times.
When did Scotty have a headache? What game was that?
That was 90.
Scotty still got headaches to this day.
The migraine.
A different kind of headaches for Scotty these days.
Yeah.
Very, very different kinds of headaches.
Pistons got the Bulls twice.
Twice. So 88
and 89, the Pistons got them. 90, they skipped. And then 91, Bulls got
them. Who got the Bulls in 90?
Who did get the Bulls in 90?
Because that throws a lot of what you just said out the window.
Hold on.
The Bulls, Eastern Conference Finals. Leading the Bulls 50, did they again advance to the Eastern Conference Finals after beating the Bucks and Philadelphia 76ers? The Bulls lost to the Pistons. What year? Okay, I'm reading.
They lost to them in 90. That's 90. For sure.
That's 90. What am I looking at? 88? Oh, they didn't.
80.
Defeating the Cavs and the Knicks.
This is AI, by the way. So.
Oh, boy.
Don't trust it.
Could have the wrong year.
Be careful with that AI.
I have.
In 87-88, they beat the Bulls in five. Then they beat him in 89, they beat him in 90, and then they faced off in 91. That's three.
They played in three. Isaiah got two. Mm-hmm. Mike got the last one. Am I getting that right?
Let me see for sure.
I don't even know why this matters.
I got him in 87-89. 90, who did the Bulls lose to? No, they beat him in
90. I got that in front of me.
Here, let me see. 80-89. Yeah, they beat him. They played three times. They played four times. Isaiah got him three times, and they lost in 91.
They played in four
straight playoff series.
All right. Okay. Top five.
Thank you.
We'll give him top five.
Yeah, this AI sucks. It has the three series, but it says Isaiah Thomas' overall record against Jordan in the playoffs was 12-6. Just throw in the other series.
AI, you really got to give it good instructions. They don't know what to do half the time.
Well, I'm trying to navigate through this goddamn Michael Jordan Wikipedia write-up, and it's not going well. And it's just dawned on him he just could have gone to Basketball Reference, but whatever.
So,
the original point of quick, yeah, I think LeBron, Steph probably is the greatest. It probably is the greatest. Yeah,
they put on a show last night. We saw that Prize Picks number at 29.5. Like,
man,
I mean, and that was a money play. That was the Red Demon. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, you know, we having fun here. Let's do it.
They
trashed it.
Yeah, destroyed.
I got to be careful on Prize Picks. Last night, I'm always that guy. I get too greedy. I go for all of it.
Yep.
And
you don't ever do the
flex. There you go. I should have did the flex. I had Austin Reeves going more. He did great. He had more. I had who was my other one? I had Curry on his points going more. And the one I missed out was Luka on his assist. He was one assist short. Man, I tried to run my game. I ran out.
Well, look, you can try again tonight, Leezy.
Oh, really?
And Beam Money is in full effect. I don't care what's going on. Beam Money is still popping off. I got you guys covered on that. All right? Don't even trip, man. Look, tonight on Beam Money, we got Malik Monk, 16.5 points. I went more.
Let's go.
Some guy named Maxwell just won.
I saw. Yeah, he was in there early.
Look where you started.
I'll judge the winner when we get there.
No spoilers.
We got Nurkic at 7.5 points.
Well,
I went more.
Yes.
Shout out Maxwell.
Zach LaVine, 2.5 three-pointers.
Oh.
That's no demon. That's just straight up.
I went really?
More. Yeah, I went more.
Have they been watching? That should be that red demon.
Yeah,
I went more, and
you said
two and a half
made. Yep. I went more,
and
then my Murphy's in full effect today. Got Yamamoto for the Dodgers going up against Lizardo. Went under on half a run in the first inning allowed. Less. Went less, half a run allowed. So, B Money's in full effect. We ready to go. You must be present in certain states. Don't forget that. But also, put in that promo code KIFM, and you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Prize Picks,
yeah.
Run your game.
Way to go, Maxwell.
Let's go.
You're putting Maxwell's name on the.
So stupid.
Got it, Max.
Took Zabo's smile. Have your fun, y'all.
Zabo lost his smile.
Hey, I got one. I got one. I don't think anyone thinks about. No one will care about it. But it might be a top 10. What about Olajuwon and Ewing?
It's a good one. That is a real good one. They have college beef.
No, come they on, don't. Nope. Nope. Not on this show, they don't. Nope. Yeah. Flag.
Hey, they play for, and I know we're talking NBA.
Yeah.
But they did play for a championship in college, mm-hmm. played for a championship in the NBA. That's a good one.
I'll take Pierce LeBron about, over that one.
Well, what about Kobe and LeBron instead?
I don't think that's a real one.
They didn't have Kobe and LeBron.
Like I said, well, once again.
I mean, no. Sorry. Kobe and Pierce. I meant to say Kobe and Pierce.
Oh, Kobe and Pierce?
That was more that's two Kobe finals. Versus the yeah. Big Three Celtics, I feel like.
Okay.
That was a moment.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, Young Bucks. I don't know if you were outside. Kobe LeBron was a real thing. Like I said, when you go see your boy at the barbershop.
Well, yeah, there was no.
That was real. And when they would play each other, it was like, yo.
They never made it.
There was no playoffs or anything. No championships. Like,
no. Very true. Yeah. Very true.
That's why.
Why are we missing? I think we're missing one of the most obvious.
What?
It's different, but it is. It's Kobe and Shaq.
That counts.
Yeah. It's not made the same way that
heat
LeBron and Steph is. But Kobe and Shaq is a
that was real
like
deep.
That'll get talked about.
No, that's an all timer once again. Being there.
Yeah, being right, there. Right.
Here's the difference between Kobe and Shaq and Kobe and LeBron, like I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And those two compared to Steph and LeBron, they never played each other when it mattered.
Yeah.
Right. Steph and LeBron have.
Yeah.
So even though like that's why I say like the streets will say Kobe and LeBron for about 3 years was the great debate. Same thing. Kobe and Shaq, that was the great debate. You know, like everybody wanted to see that. They never played each other when it mattered, like LeBron and Steph.
They were never on the biggest stage for it.
I like your Akeem and Ewing one. That's a good one.
I thought so. I was trying to find someone other than Jordan from that era, and I realized, well, Olajuwon's got a couple titles. Like, oh, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think I'd go, if we rank this real quick, I think I'd go Steph LeBron at one.
I think that's unanimous. I think. Well,
how many times did Barkley lose to Mark?
Once. I think I think they played each other one time in the.
Well, I think 80. It was like 88 or 89. They beat the 76ers.
You know what it was? This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It might have been 91.
Was it the.
You know how I know? Because he was wearing the. No, it was 90.
It was the series after the Elo shot, wasn't it?
Yes. You know how I know? He was wearing the fives. I've seen that picture a number of times.
Okay.
The black fives. So, yeah, it was 90.
I think I'm going to go Steph Braun 1. I'll go Bird Magic 2.
Mm. Sounds right.
You really swayed me on MJ Isaiah.
Mm.
So I'm going to make that 3.
Wow.
I'm going to make that 3 with the option to move it to 2.
I got a rivalry option, a club option.
I got the option to move Mike and Isaiah to 2.
Got the flex. You know,
Yeah, did you put a demon on?
Yeah.
And well, where's Wilton and?
Well, I feel like that is top five.
That's
but
top
I
five
don't,
if you've done your homework
I don't,
on it.
No, yeah, like
I'd put Wilt Russell over Jordan Isaiah because to your original point, Jordan hadn't won. Like they weren't they. He hadn't won yet. Russell.
Did Wilt ever win?
He got him
once.
Time, I think.
So he got the Jerry West
award. Yeah, he got the Jerry West one, yeah. Russell, I think he had to pay me a dollar more than Wilt.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Casey, this one's kind of.
That's fine. I'll go Russell.
Oh, Damian A's history.
No, I'll go Russell, Wilt. And then I think I'm going to put Kobe Shaq last.
Mm-hmm.
That's my top five. I'm going to put Kobe Shaq over.
Kobe
Ewing and Akeem.
Pierce LeBron, honorable mention. Dame really fought for that one.
Pierce LeBron isn't even above LeBron and Kobe.
But here's the thing. I think LeBron hates Paul Pierce.
Yes. Yes, he does.
So that makes it... I know LeBron hates Paul Pierce. Yes. And if memory serves me correctly, did Pierce ever play for the Wizards?
Yeah. He hit that one shot.
Yeah,
he hit I call game.
That's right. I call game.
I call game.
Bank shot.
LeBron was so done with Paul Pierce at that point. He told Nike, no one on Washington can wear my shoe.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, don't send my shoe to any Nike athlete on Washington. If they want them, they have to go buy them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that was all because of Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce used to smoke LeBron. Let him know, Stephen Brown.
Yo, Stephen Brown, chill. You're not tall enough to
Hey, Paul sent him to Miami. Paul sent him to Miami.
You know, they this is the bag of our people. What are the name? This is Stolen Bases now. What is it?
Oh, Secret Base.
Secret Base.
Yeah, Secret Base. Yeah, Secret Base.
They've all the little rivalries, man.
Yeah, Secret Base knows what's up.
I'm sure they got something on Jordan versus Isaiah, too. Like, they have stuff like that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Secret Base, they be talking about Shaq and Dwight. Shaq,
I saw one the other day, Chris Paul and the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That was a good one. Did you know? I didn't know this. Maybe I was late to the party. Did you know that one of... How'd it go down? I think Chris Paul nixed it. But one of the proposed trades when Chris Paul was leaving New Orleans was Chris Paul for the Splash Brothers.
No, really?
Yeah.
I did not know
anything. And I think Chris Paul was the one who nixed it. It was rumored, or there was discussions, or those guys were available for Chris Paul.
Would have been Steph and Monte Ellis. Is that who? I mean, CP3 and Monte Ellis in Golden State, or was Monte already gone?
Monte might have been gone because it was.
So what would he have gone to Golden State for?
I that's probably why he nixed it, right? Mm. But the Warrior, according to that thing, they had like
that doesn't make sense on
any. Sure, both or one.
They said Steph and Clay. I'll pull up the clip.
Mm.
Steph and Clay, Splash Brothers were available. Now, also remember, like, people think it's crazy right now. Remember who Chris Paul was at that time?
Oh, yeah. But what I'm trying to figure out is, like, who does that benefit? Maybe it benefits. I mean, remember, at this time, Steph is a guy getting ready to get a very market value contract extension.
People don't know who Steph is.
They know who Steph is. They're trying to decide if they're going to sign him because of his ankle issues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There was a wild trade, another one for Curry back in the day that never happened, but this tells you how long ago it was. There was a moment where people thought Ty Lawson was about to get traded for Curry. And at the time, the Denver Nuggets were like, no, we don't want that guy. He's always injured, which is insane. When you go back, I can find the article.
Wild times. Yeah. You don't have to go looking for the article, but you probably do have to go to work. Good stuff. We appreciate it. Leazy Fridays, man. Always fun
Leazy
here.
Leazy Friday.
We'll come back. Eddie Gonzalez joins us here at the top of the hour. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to our man Leazy for hanging out with us for a little bit, man. Always good to spend some time with him. I don't know if Giannis has a rival or not, like we were talking about a second ago, but man, he put up a hell of a stat line last night.
Giannis had me thinking yesterday. I feel like maybe not you guys, but everyone else. I don't know if he's a first-round exit for sure this year. Like, he's still really good. Like, he's Jokic level where he can take a team, I feel. Like, we've kind of been riding him off just there's evidence the last 2 years. But
What's the matchup if the season ended today? The
Knicks. What do you want to say about that?
He not being
no.
Nice. Him by himself is.
What if Lillard is back?
They got a shot. If Lillard's back, but if Lillard's not, or if he's compromised in any way, he can't. They can't.
I don't think that's right. Is it?
They were six. Last time was 6-3.
No, they're five now.
Oh, they're five now.
Yeah,
they switched to the Pistons. Then I'm assuming.
Yeah, they're five. That's absolutely right. So that would make it.
Pacers Bucks, right?
Yeah, 5-4, right?
Yeah,
that's Pacers.
I think that's even tough. I hear what you're saying.
I want to believe in Giannis and that he can almost like kind of we've forgotten about him the last few years. But yeah, maybe it's just not possible with the matchups.
Mm.
Man, might be time for him.
But like, and look, Jokic scored, was it 40 something when he had 20 assists?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a 40-point assist triple-double. Yeah. It's crazy. Man, Giannis just gets 20 assists and damn self. Man, this guy, he'll never win another MVP.
Until he moves to another team.
I know. Well, there's it. And we got a new story. We got a new story at that point. I still... I still think Giannis is the best player in the world.
That's the least crazy thing you've ever said.
I think he's still, and that's no shot at Jokic, but when you talk about everything, he's got it. And it wasn't a 40-point. It was 31 points, 21 rebounds, 22 assists, which is stupid for Jokic. But what did Giannis have, 39? What was the stat line from last night?
35. I think it was 35, 17, and 21? 20? 35, 17, and 20.
Oh, man.
Career high in assists for Giannis last night.
And once again, you talk about the defender that he is. That's what puts him over the top.
Yeah. That puts him in a different.
Yeah, and I think it's close. I think it's between those two guys.
You can make the argument for both.
Yeah. I think it's between those two guys, but I think – If I had to fantasy draft this thing, and you know I can start off with anybody, I'd start off with Giannis.
Embiid was part of that.
He was. He absolutely was. Luka was at one point as well. Obviously LeBron when he was younger, but I mean LeBron might still tilt the balance of power today to a certain degree.
I'll go ahead and get that Lakers team right first. Before we start talking about that.
They're scared, never really in that game last night.
Yeah.
I was watching it in passing until the fourth quarter, and every time I would turn and look at the screen, they were down 10, like the entire game.
I wonder if LeBron's still – I don't want to say he's still playing hurt, but whatever they had before he got hurt, they haven't been able to find yet.
They haven't.
Yeah. And they're – You know, it could also be a situation
they're
where
they're fighting to stay in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they might be a play-in team. The play-in is realistic.
Can you imagine the Sacramento Kings getting into the first round by way of beating the Los Angeles Lakers? None of this season would make sense if that happened.
That would be insane.
They have two against Oklahoma City coming up. They got New Orleans. Oh, that's today.
Yeah.
Oh, they got second night of a back-to-back today. They got New Orleans today. Two against Oklahoma City, in Oklahoma City. Then they close out with Dallas, Houston, and Portland.
I would love to see them fall into the play-in. That would be great. That would be great.
It's possible. I mean, Oklahoma City's there to...
The more things play, I feel like this is Oklahoma City's conference to lose.
Oh,
these other teams just aren't on their level, I think. I feel like with Oklahoma City, we're just holding on to, we haven't seen it yet in the playoffs from them. Like, that's the only thing I feel like we're holding on to.
Yeah, for sure. And that, like, what they've done this regular season, the last two regular seasons, has been dominant. So, no shade to that. But I think it's a little different for these guys when they get to the playoffs. And I want to see if they can get past that. I want to see if Chet and Jalen Williams improve their game in the postseason compared, you know, to what they did last year. It'll be easy for them in the West. But if there's a little hiccup, they can mess around and lose a series. There's a little hiccup. LeBron last night, did he need to lay out like that?
I don't know, man. Like, maybe he was hurt.
Did he need to lay out like that?
I don't
Jesse,
know.
What was going on?
I missed
on,
it. I didn't see it. I'm going to try to pull it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Yeah, I didn't see it at all.
Maybe he got hurt. Like, why did, like, man, come on, man. Leave the king alone.
Come on, Brian. Come on, man. That was crazy.
The biggest
guy in the league.
I can't remember who it was. Bleacher Report, Sports Center. I don't know who it was. LeBron goes down. And I'm like, I'm watching the game like, he's
right there.
Like he's already, then you click on it. He came back 3 minutes later. It's like, sure. You guys suck.
Right, I'm
dude.
Watching it right now. Yeah, yep. This is crazy. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah. King don't really get the benefit of the doubt anymore. I wonder if he did this as a kid.
That's a good question.
All right. Oh boy, here we go.
Did this one?
All right, let's see. Let's see what happened. Oh.
The pounding.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second.
The leg.
Can we at least show the part where he gets hit?
This is the first one I found. I wasn't even sure if it was this
the
one.
Leg. No, this is it.
No, right, the leg the and the pounding on the ground is crazy.
No. So, okay, look. I love LeBron. It's funny because he came back 3 minutes later.
Just dominated the game. Just dominated the game after that.
We can't talk about Aiden O'Connell leaving in a wheelchair and then, you know, just.
Aiden takes the cake.
Taking snaps the next day.
Aiden, I don't think we'll ever see one worse than Aiden. And Aiden had the audacity
man.
To be on the bench thoughts afterwards.
And, thoughts and prayers to Aiden O'Connell, man. Took a tough. What? He's. Oh. Oh, he'll play next week.
Man,
okay.
Was in uniform on the sidelines the next week. What?
All right, yeah, this is ridiculous.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Here it is. LeBron James. There's Draymond Green.
Like, what are you?
Oh, no.
It's even worse that I saw the beginning now.
Hold on, let's see. I don't think anyone made contact with LeBron.
He's holding his belly.
Oh, man. Looks like Kuminga's forearm to the stomach. Yeah. Maybe, you know,
he probably
got the
thought,
wind knocked out of him.
He probably thought, I'm close enough to Draymond. If I just go down, they'll think Draymond kicked me in the balls and I can get him thrown out.
Oh, I saw something this morning.
So that is why the pounding of the floor was funny.
Oh.
He got it. He saved himself.
Oh, calm down.
He got 2 feet in.
Shake Gildress Kerraway.
He dragged the back foot. No,
relax.
I caught
him. We had to look at it
at
first.
He dragged the back foot.
This game is stupid.
No, you started off kind of crazy.
No, I don't think I did.
No, my ears perked up. You paused. Wait. Nope, there's the foot right there. You got it. Touchdown.
He dragged his toe.
Hey. Calvin Johnson out here.
Calvin Johnson. I saw something this morning that, I mean, it's nothing nefarious, but I thought about it. I shouldn't even bring it because it's not that big of a deal. I'm not siding with anybody at all. If anything, I'm siding with LeBron. But remember when Stephen A. came on First Take a couple weeks ago and was like, we should be asking why you weren't at Kobe's memorial service,
mm-hmm.
right? And then everybody, even Twitter, was like, that has been proven to be false. Like, he was there. They showed a video of Taurasi making a LeBron joke, looking mm-hmm. towards the crowd and doing this. Well,
the fact that Diana got a LeBron joke off at Kobe's funeral is spectacular.
So they, you know, everybody's like, look at this video. He was there. What are you talking about, Stephen A.? You're an idiot. And Pablo Torre, I don't know what podcast is. I think maybe he, like, you know, dives into scenarios and digs for the truth or something like that. Maybe that's what the podcast is. But he did a podcast where and he's not taking sides either. This is just I'm trying to get to the bottom of stuff. And he said, yeah, no, I've not seen talk to anybody that says LeBron was there. And there's, like, people that you've talked to, like, they said if LeBron was there, he was cast with a ghost because there's no way he was at that service.
Mm-hmm.
No way. So then they go to the Taurasi. He talks about that. Like, Taurasi acknowledge him. And then they take that moment. And then he matches, like, pictures of that area. And there's no LeBron over there.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron. So I just thought it was interesting. Like, he didn't need to be there. You don't know how he's grieving. Like, no big deal to me. But because I was with everybody else. I was like, yeah, Taurasi, he mentions him. What's Stephen A. talking about? And he did a little more diving, and it was like, yeah, LeBron was not there. Interesting.
Well, I see
too. I think he was.
Yeah, there's
like, not to, we know someone who was there.
Okay.
I don't know if he was visible.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's things that say like he wasn't on camera because he requested not to be and stuff like that.
But he was, yeah, like, I don't think he was. He was there.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you. Pablo, he went through all that. He said he talked to the producers from ESPN that day and said, we never got no requests to not put him on camera. They talked about the email chain with Vanessa and the guest list. He was never on it. So Pablo talked to people. And once again, he wasn't doing it to get at LeBron. He was just like, I just want to figure out, like, what happened.
But
I believe you.
Well,
I believe you.
Because I didn't think he was there. Mm-hmm. So I asked the person who was there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, oh, okay. But where was he sitting? It could have been, I saw him in the back. The guest list thing is a little weird. Because I think the guest list for his funeral refers to the people who spoke and the people who performed. Because NBA-wise, you didn't know exactly who was going to go. The teams had option, like, you can send people, let us know how many people are coming versus exactly who's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, Kerr was with the Celtics at the time. She went. They played the night before. They played the day before. They played they played the Lakers the day before. Like, fun fact, I was working here in a different position. It was obviously months before our show started.
Mm.
And our old boss, Stacey Kaufman, had recommended a book to me that I listened to on my way to L.A. to go to that game. So I flew in. Watched the game, said hi, flew out, and came back. That book got me to write the plan for what became ESPN 1320. Mm. And shortly after that game, I quit my position here that I had at the time and said, you'll be back. My dumb ass quit like 2 weeks before COVID. I could have gotten paid forever. But I decided I'm going to lean into my sports podcast a week before all sports ended.
Shout out to the board off that
guy too.
That's how I got this job.
See? There you go. There you go.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family?
But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.